Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Artie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fodell, a medical doctor, and Sam Ford, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and how to properly use them. With me this afternoon is our medical co-host, none other than the eminent diagnostician, Dr. Richard Fodell.
Thank you very much, honey.
And Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, are both off today. You know, wouldn't it be great if we had a safe, non-toxic, natural, side-effect-free supplement that would promote relaxation, reduce stress and anxiety, and improve learning ability and more? Something that didn't make you drowsy the way valerian, kava, and St. John's wort might. Something that won't impair your reflexes or judgment when you drive. Something that does not have the potential to cause liver damage, photosensitization, or potential interactions with various drugs.
Well, it certainly would be great, and it's been estimated that nearly 65% of the adult population has experienced some form of stress or anxiety. These numbers are on the rise, at least if you believe the media, due to our busy lifestyles and, you know, all the usual stuff. So we continue to search for ways to relax and reduce our total stress. In 1998, pharmaceutical sales of antidepressants / anti-anxiety agents totaled $4.79 billion, while sales of anxiety drugs alone, that's Valium kind of things, $722 million.
Well, that was 1998, and this is 2005. I'm sure those numbers have probably doubled by now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there does seem indeed to be something that fits the bill, and it's called theanine. L-theanine is its correct name. It's a unique amino acid commonly found in green tea. It turns out that L-theanine is a derivative of glutamic acid, which is one of the neurotransmitters found in the brain. Because L-theanine is fat-soluble, it's incorporated into the brain via the leucine-preferring transport system of the blood-brain barrier. And once absorbed into the brain, L-theanine exhibits many positive physiologic effects.
Okay, in an experiment conducted at the Laboratory of Nutritional Biochemistry in Shizuoka, Japan, it was determined that dopamine concentrations, that's the kind of the euphoria hormone, in the brains, especially in the striatum, the hypothalamus, and the hippocampus, increased significantly after the administration of L-theanine. Dopamine, one of the brain's neurotransmitters, is said to affect human emotion. L-theanine also increases GABA levels in the brain. That's another neurotransmitter, and that leads to a sense of well-being. The brain transmits four different categories of brain waves, which are determined by frequency. One type, the alpha wave, signifies an awake, relaxed state. Because L-theanine promotes alpha wave generation in the brain, an awake, alert, and relaxed physical and mental condition is achieved, which may explain theanine's effectiveness in stress management.
And unlike kava-kava, valerian, and St. John's wort, L-theanine does not cause drowsiness or impair a person's motor skills. The effects of L-theanine are experienced within 30 minutes of consumption and no drug interactions unknown.
Another interesting property of theanine may explain why the caffeine content of green tea is not so much concern and why decaffeinated green tea may not be needed. L-theanine has been shown to work antagonistically against the bad side effects of caffeine. After injecting mice with theanine, researchers reported that the theanine effectively decreased convulsions that were then tried to trigger by high doses of caffeine. So So it antagonized the caffeine bad effect. It also antagonized other caffeine bad effects, including the spontaneous motor irritability with the muscles. L-theanine has also been found effective in reducing the high blood pressure and disturbance of sleep often associated with the use of caffeine. So as is often the case with natural products, the complexity and synergism of the ingredients results in effectiveness with less potential for side effects.
And, of course, there are other benefits to theanine as well. It's been reported that theanine may reduce plasma total cholesterol, cholesterol esters, and very low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Spontaneously hypertensive rats experienced a significant reduction in blood pressure after being administered high doses of theanine. This may be due to the fact that blood pressure is regulated by catecholaminergic and serotonergic neurons in the brain and the peripheral nervous system.
Okay, so we have a natural supplement, L-theanine, taken from green tea. Seems to have no real downside. It's been shown to be safe and effective treatments for the following conditions: promoting relaxation without causing drowsiness, improving learning and concentration, heightening mental acuity, supporting the immune system, lowering cholesterol, reducing stress and anxiety, and reducing the negative side effects of caffeine. Theanine is available from many of our advertisers as Jarro, Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Source Naturals, Natural, and Enzymatic Therapy.
Yeah, and also price-wise, theanine is not that expensive. You can get a bottle of 60 capsules. The standard dose is 100 milligrams, and that particular combination runs about $16.
Yeah. How many milligrams in a cup of green tea?
Supposedly about 50.
Okay, so it's like taking 100, you know, I can take two cups of green tea.
Yeah, and the researchers talk about usually about 200 milligrams of theanine.
Yeah, well, 200 milligrams actually per dose is in some of the studies here,
yeah.
So 2 to 3 times a day. So that's what I'm looking here online. There's an article, a review article in Alternative Medicine Journal.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, not too expensive, should be safe, and
yeah.
You can find out pretty quickly if it works or not.
Yeah, and I've always said that the nice thing about green tea, if you want to drink it as a tea, you don't need to take, I mean, if you want to use theanine therapeutically, you'd want to take it as a supplement,
yeah.
But green tea is an excellent drink, because the theanine counteracts the caffeine. So you don't get, you know, people say, well, I'm worried about tea. I drink tea, especially black tea, and black tea doesn't have the theanine content. Because what happens in the production of the tea, the theanine eventually, believe it or not, gets turned into those nice catecholamines and those, and those polyphenols. So the way you harvest the tea and the way you prepare the tea, I mean, the leaves of the tea determines the amount of theanine. So green tea has the highest amount of theanine, whereas what we're talking about now does not hold for black tea.
Right.
Black tea does have the higher caffeine content and could affect your sleep because it doesn't have the theanine to counteract the caffeine.
Good.
All right. Interesting. Okay, we'll begin taking your calls in a few moments. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. If you have questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, theanine, give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
We'll both be back after these words from our sponsors. But first, are you looking for a place to go to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements, reference articles, reprints, radio program excerpts, a link to health notes, a way to search through all of this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows? Hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily and securely at your convenience? Well, it used to be that you could do all that by visiting either of the two Wilner Chemist stores. But now you can do it another way by logging on to the new, improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. The new Wilner Chemist website, www.wilner.com.
This is Ellen Cameron, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
Sambucus Black Elderberry Extract is made from delicious sweet elderberries used for centuries to help maintain wellness and support immune function. science has shown that Sambucus contains bioflavonoids such as rutin and quercetin. When choosing a Sambucus product, read your label carefully. Nature's Answer Sambucus contains no added sweeteners, sorbitol, preservatives, or flavorings. Just pure extract. One teaspoon delivers 5,000 milligrams of elderberry extract. And it tastes great.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professional for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
And by the way, the entire line of Nature's Answer supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. You know, nattokinase is an enzyme derived from a traditional fermented soy food called natto. In Japan, natto's been valued as a food remedy for fatigue and circulatory problems. In 1980, scientists in Japan developed a way to extract pure nattokinase, the enzyme from natto. It is nattokinase that has proven so beneficial to circulation. Fibrinogen is a protein normally found in the circulation that, when activated, forms fibrin, which is responsible for blood clotting. For obvious reasons, the level of fibrin must be carefully controlled, and the body generates natural fibrinolytic enzymes to help do that. Well, nattokinase has a similar action, leading to its popular use to aid circulation and high blood pressure. And Doctor's Best has a deal for you. They're offering their nattokinase supplements through Wilner Chemists at one-half price. Wow, what a deal. Doctor's Best nattokinase, 100 milligram, 90 veggie caps, now on sale at one-half price. If you're on anticoagulant medication, we suggest you talk to your health care provider before taking nattokinase.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Povell, and you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR. And as promised, we will begin taking your phone calls. And our first caller today is Joyce from Manhattan.
Hi.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. Before I ask you my question, you were just talking about L-theanine.
Yeah.
Is it L-theanine or just theanine?
Both are correct. Some people... L-theanine is the correct name, but if it's theanine, that's fine, too.
That's fine, too. Okay. My question is, I'm going through menopause, and I'm very dry vaginally, and I could use an estrogen cream, but I don't want to because I do use estrogen, natural estrogen. Is there something natural that I might be able to use that could relieve me?
Didn't they have, Richard, the there is an estrogen that's used, I believe, in a cream intravaginally?
Yeah, that's been around for quite a while, and it's in effect, it's sort of natural. The estradiol is a natural hormone. The concern about estrogens in general is side effects. Does it promote uterine tumor growth? Does it promote breast cancer growth? Does it increase blood clotting? To take it vaginally you can get away with lower doses and less systemic effect. And that's probably the way most people would do it. The so-called phytoestrogens, like soy and genistein and so forth, the studies seem to suggest they may have an effect, but sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. It's probably a matter of a dose effect. I don't think there's any literature that would say something like remifemin, for instance, which is good for hot flashes, would promote the vaginal estrogen secretion enough to prevent the dryness.
There are, Joyce, some topical things.
That's what I want to insert, not to take orally.
Okay. There are products by a company called Emerita. They make Progest Cream, which is also something that's it's a progesterone cream. But they also make a totally non-hormonal. It's meant to be used vaginally, or the man can use it. It's a nice lubricant.
You won't have any side effects?
Not at all.
Not at all. And
no.
It's non-hormonal.
Non-hormonal.
And the company is Emerita.
Yeah, they like it to say Emerita.
Emerita.
Yeah, Emerita.
Okay, I appreciate this very much.
Okay,
thank you.
You're welcome. And next we have Ron from Manhattan.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering if you could help me. I need the caffeine to keep me alert, mentally alert. Yet when I go near the caffeine or take any form of it, I get very bad symptoms of prostatitis. Is there anything I could do?
Well, the real issue is, why do you need caffeine? You shouldn't really need caffeine to keep you mentally alert unless you're addicted to caffeine. That is, there's likely something wrong with your sleep cycle or some other health problem. And so the question is, have your doctors adequately looked into why do you need the caffeine? Which is a separate question, really, from can you take caffeine with an antidote of theanine?
Yeah, I think that's worth a try on your end, Ron. See, it's possible that the green tea, might give you that effect and not cause the problems to your prostate, but we won't know.
In other words, for behavioral effects of caffeine, theanine, say at 200 milligrams, seems to reduce the bad side effects of caffeine. Whether it would also help with the prostate irritability aspect of it, I don't think anyone's looked at. So you can try it.
The other thing you may want to do is just try theanine. You know, that activates the alpha brainwave, so that won't cause any kind of drowsiness and it'll put you in a state of alertness.
And there shouldn't be any side effects from this theanine?
No. No, not at all. So it's, in your particular case, it would well be worth just to take theanine as a supplement and see how that does.
I see. And if I'm taking other vitamins with it, it's okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's either the green tea or the theanine.
Yeah, the green tea, but don't forget, the green tea is giving you both caffeine and theanine. What I was suggesting is perhaps to try the theanine by itself.
And how many, 200 milligrams a day?
Yeah, it's 100 milligram, so you might take one of those twice a day and see if that does it for you.
Okay,
Ron, thanks for that call. All right, number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. And next we have Milton from Manhattan. Hello,
hello.
Milton.
Good afternoon. There's a controversy I heard on the radio as far as taking encapsulated vitamins to liquid vitamins. Now, I have a lot of vitamins in capsules that I take of different varieties, and I heard that they don't break down properly. They can lay in your stomach for 7-8 hours. Some guy was talking about getting them in a liquid form. That's the best way to take them because they go directly into the bloodstream. There's no loss.
What's your question, Milton?
So what's the best thing to take? What's the controversy?
There is no controversy. People are making up a controversy.
Oh, in other words, the capsules, I get the same benefit?
Absolutely.
If
you want to take, Nature's Answer, I think we just did a commercial for them. They make a whole line of liquid supplements. If you want to take your vitamins in liquid form, by all means. Like I said, Nature's Answer makes a nice, complete line of liquid vitamin supplements. You don't need to do that. If you're happy with the capsule form, take it. You know, I take capsules, I take tablets. Not that I wouldn't take liquids.
Right.
I just don't want to be bothered.
This guy was trying to make you feel like you're not getting any benefit at all by taking capsules. You must take your vitamins in liquid form.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so that's what I wanted to get straightened out in my mind.
Okay.
And you helped me out. Thank you very much.
All right, Milton. Thanks so much for calling. And next we have Louis from Gladwin, Pennsylvania. Hello, Louis.
Listen, when I'm not in Manhattan and the girls send us down to Jarro, but I'll tell you, it's a damn shame. Friday night on the ABC News show for an hour, do you know they trashed green tea just like they trashed the natural vitamin E some time ago? I want to ask you a question about CoQ10, but like I say, they ran their, their unscientific study, according to us, but they trash green tea, and it's just bad. If you don't need to take it, it's not necessary. If you could bring it up on their archives, it's really, really amazing. Just like I say, with the real McCoy vitamin.
Go look it up. Thanks, Louie. All right, so what can we do for you today? Ah, okay. If you're still listening, Louie, Noah disconnected you. Call back. Okay. All right, let's talk to Steve from Queens.
Hello?
Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have two questions, is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
The first one, I started weightlifting about a month ago, and I know I tried it in the past, and I didn't feel like I was getting results. What supplement could I take to increase muscle and leanness and muscle?
Well, we know things like in supplements, well, in non-supplement form, you know about the steroids, but that's...
No, I meant the natural. I meant positive
stuff. Okay. You might try... how old are you?
50.
Okay. And,
I'm really... I'm just very soft.
Very soft. How long have you been working out?
I just started a month ago.
All right. So what do you expect? Miracles?
Oh, no. But, I mean, I know I
mean, you know, yeah. Give yourself a shot.
I know.
Do your work. The best thing I could tell you is do your work. You work out 3 times a week?
Every other day.
Good. Wonderful. Do
your
work.
For about 2 hours.
That's great.
Yeah.
Make sure you do some aerobics.
Oh, I do some yoga stretching first. And
the yoga stretching is not aerobics.
Oh, you want to do aerobics first?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Get your blood rolling.
First stretch.
Okay.
Yeah, then aerobics, and then your weights.
So like some calisthenics, something like that?
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, you know what? We'll get to your question in just a moment. We need to pause for a break, and the traffic has to happen at a certain time. Okay, this is the Wilner Window you're listening to. This is Arne Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health, available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
And now, let's go to the traffic.
Well, good afternoon. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report. Starting off in Nassau County, eastbound Southern State Parkway at the Cross Island Parkway and North Valley Stream, accident being cleared. At least one lane is blocked, so expect delays. On the New Jersey side, eastbound Route 280 at exit 4 Eisenhower Parkway, accident blocking a lane there. Southbound Garden State Parkway, exit 105 in Tinton Falls, accident being cleared from the express lanes. Then farther south, near exit 82 in Toms River, another crash being cleared. Northbound on the Garden State Parkway at exit 67 in Chatsworth, watch out for a crash. Then heavy traffic at the Barnegat tolls, Toms River tolls, and again through the area of the Asbury Park tolls. This report brought to you by Centrum. Well, I take Centrum every day because Centrum is so complete, your body takes and uses the nutrients it needs in the way that's best for you. So take your Centrum every day. It's complete from A to Zinc. I'm Bill Gordon with the WOR Traffic Report.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients and a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Creams and lotions may soothe the skin, but they cannot nourish it from inside. You need internal, not just external, care and supplementation. The biologically active silicon in Biosil nourishes the skin from within. Clinical tests prove that Biosil helps to renew sun-damaged and prematurely aging skin. In a recent study in Brussels, Belgium, 50 women between 40 and 65 years of age with symptoms of aging facial skin were divided into two groups. One group took a placebo and the other group took 10 milligrams of Biosil daily for 20 weeks. Those taking the Biosil experienced a 30% reduction in skin roughness compared to the placebo group. Their skin had improved elasticity and their hair and nails were less brittle also. 20 weeks of supplementation with Biosil helped return skin to a more youthful state with more shallow wrinkles. For more information, go to www.jarrowbiosil.com. Biosil is available, of course, at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, and I'm joined by Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I just want to tell you about the sale in effect at Wilner Chemists. We have 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off list price. Here are some examples. Doctor's Best, Source Naturals, and American Health, 35% off list price. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, 30% off list. And we have a new 96-page sale flyer and a 224-page Spring Edition Wilner Chemist Reference Catalog available, filled with health information and product data. If you don't have a copy, call the store at 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our new website at www.wilner.com. And, of course, you can also pick up a copy or a copy of each at either of our two stores in Manhattan. The Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, one block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. We are Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. All righty, let's get back to Steve from Queens. You still there, Steve?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm telling you to do your work, do your muscle work, and the gains will come not as quickly as they will for a guy 25 years old, but you will notice a difference. Secondly, if you want to try and speed it up a little bit, you can take two amino acids, arginine and ornithine.
Oh, really? Ornithine and ornithine?
They tend to help promote your body's natural amount of growth hormone. Okay, so that's what they try and do.
What about creatine?
Creatine is also okay to take. Creatine helps you work out longer. Is fatigue is a problem?
No, I don't have that problem at all.
Okay, then you know, creatine.
Okay, so that's just for fatigue. But the arginine and ornithine is for the muscle. Building.
Yeah, if you creatine stores in the muscles. So if you take creatine and you take it, you need to take a lot of water because creatine stores in the muscles. Your muscles will tend to look a little bigger than they really are.
Oh, that's what creatine does.
That's what creatine can do also.
I see.
All right, but you need to continually use it. It's not like a one capsule a day. You need to take it by the teaspoonful.
And you got to drink more than
the normal amount.
More than 8 glasses of water a day, you mean?
Well, the 8 glasses would be fine as long as that would be a good amount.
Okay, because that's what I drink now, yeah. And my other question was, when it comes to vitamins, is there a difference between synthetic and non-synthetic? And if there is, what is the difference as far as the body is concerned, as far as health and safety and absorption and all that stuff? Particularly, let's say, the B's and vitamin A.
It's not so much that the vitamin itself is different. For example, if you squeezed an orange and you found there was ascorbic acid in an orange, and you analyzed that ascorbic acid and you made it in the laboratory, the ascorbic acid that you made in the laboratory would be the same ascorbic acid that came out of the orange, because you really just copied one. But is ascorbic acid the only thing in an orange?
No, you have the bioflavonoids.
You have bioflavonoids. You have other fibers. You have other types of chemicals in there. So to say that I'm taking my vitamin C because I don't need an orange is silly. You see, it's that type of thing that you're talking about. It's not so much that the natural vitamin is different from the synthetic vitamin. It's the fact that there's so many other things present in the foods. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's the main difference. The fact that you're trying to isolate, the B vitamins from grains, and you say, well, I don't need grains because I'm taking the B vitamins. That's silly, because you're getting a lot
of... let's say you're not doing that. Let's say you also get the vitamins from food as well. Is there anything unsafe about synthetic vitamins?
Of course not.
Really?
Why? What do you think you're getting in all the vitamins you're taking?
But I have to tell you something. There was a study recently on beta carotene, and it turned out that they said that it showed that it was it showed a higher form of all forms of death in the study.
So that's the point.
And it turned out it was a synthetic beta carotene.
Yeah, but it was the fact that you isolated the beta carotene and you didn't take the other carotenoids. There's 600 carotenoids, and the medical profession jumped on beta carotene. They thought it was a wonderful thing, so they tested synthetic beta carotene and it did nothing. Why is that not surprising? Okay, because there's 599 other carotenoids there. All right, so there's alpha carotene, there's lutein, there's lycopene.
Uh-huh.
So if you took the natural carotenoids, you don't have to take a plain beta carotene. You can take a natural carotenoid product. You can take a carotenoid product that comes from, some sea vegetables. You can take a natural carotenoid product that, carotenoids are found in tomatoes. They're found in carrots.
What would you get, would you get 25,000 IU?
What's so critical about 25,000 IU?
I always thought that was, you're supposed to,
No, what you did is they force fed 25,000 IUs of beta carotene, so the body excluded all the other wonderful carotenes and carotenoids. That's where the problem comes in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the fact that beta carotene is so bad; it's just that you eliminated all the other wonderful things.
So what would you suggest to get
a mixed carotenoid?
Is that what they call it, mixed carotenoids?
Sure.
That's what they call mixed carotenoids.
It contains alpha, beta, a bunch of different carotenoids.
Uh-huh.
And you shouldn't rely on supplements for your carotenoids. Make sure you eat the fruits. Eat the vegetables.
Oh, I do eat the vegetables.
That's the best way. And then if you want to supplement with some of the mix, that's fine. Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely. And if you have a prostate problem, you want to find something that's on lycopene. If you have an eye problem, you're worried about macular degeneration, you want to think about the lutein.
So first, get all your vitamins from your foods, and
Absolutely.
Then if you need to supplement, go ahead and supplement.
Absolutely. Then take your multivitamin to fill in any gaps you have, and then go on from there. Take some extra antioxidants. Depends. If you're very few people eat, the five servings or six or how many servings they eat.
I'm a vegetarian and it's hot, let me tell you.
Yeah, all right.
to get to one now, it's nine servings, they say.
There you go.
And it's you need supplementation.
Yeah. So that's the story, Steve.
Thank you for that explanation, because I've been so confused about it.
Yeah, all right.
Okay,
thanks for the call. All right, we have Louis from Gladwell.
We're back again after two questions on the CoQ10, Artie. Thank God to you for your company and your nice people. We're staying healthy and well over
all right
here. Now, one of the gals put us on to the Source Natural CoQ10, and we were always using
in a country life, and my girlfriend says the damn things are too big. Now, if I'm in the downtown store, if not, they send us 3 bottles of the 100 milligram CoQ10 of the soft gel in the source manual. Yeah. Now, question number one is, why is the source natural, the soft gel is much smaller than the country life of an equal quality. Why is there such a big difference in size? That's question number one.
Difference in size is the excipient ingredients. Country life tries to make theirs a little more emulsified, if you will.
Okay.
So it takes more excipient material to do that. That's why the Country Life soft gel is bigger than the soft gel of the soft natural.
Yeah. Well, we're extremely happy with the 100 gram soft gel of the soft natural. Now, here is question number two. I had 3 of my associates read the article in your current catalog, and I really... looking at the graphs and the charts, you talked about a couple of weeks ago, some gentleman called you up and had asked you about this EcoQ10.
Right.
And the way I read this, and I gave it to 2 of my associates, and they said, Louie, you got to get the EcoQ10. What have you discerned from the full-page ad that this company took in your advertisement brochure?
The CoQ10 has its benefits. It has excellent benefits in relation to the heart, in relation to the gums. What the EcoQ10 is talking about is it's a better antioxidant than just CoQ10.
Okay.
So if you're looking for more of the antioxidant benefits, then you can use the EcoQ10.
Okay.
But if you're looking for some of the more of the cardiovascular benefit, then you know, and the benefit if you're taking a statin drug, then you want to make sure you take the CoQ10.
Yeah, now like I say, so as far as your recommendation, would you suggest we, when I'm in New York, to switch over to the EcoQ10?
I think CoQ10
is more natural. But when you forgot, these people will never learn.
Oh, how I wish that were true.
For sure.
Okay, I think everyone should take CoQ10.
As far as
either or,
in other words, the question that I raised along with my 2 associates is, would you recommend the EcoQ10 over the Source Natural that I'm bringing back?
No,
or just stay with the Source Natural?
Stay with the CoQ10. If you want to take EcoQ10 as well, that's fine, but don't stop the CoQ10.
I'm not going to stop, but I the question that I raise is, do you feel that that the EcoQ10 is better than the regular CoQ10 that I am buying from you in the Source Natural?
No.
So it doesn't make any difference then?
No.
Okay, I thank you. The best to Dr. Fodell and your partner up there, and have a very nice day.
Thanks, Louie.
Thank you.
All right, well, guess what? Time for another break. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. This is Arnie Guitar.
And Dr. Richard Cardell.
And we'll be back after these messages. Now, what is your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that helps improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in 3 unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs, attention, memory, and performance. In addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol's been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find out more at BrainSpeed.com.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off this price.
Actually, here's some more good news. The entire line of American Health supplements is now on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about your eyes? Cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, difficulty seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function. And one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthin from marigold extract. Everyone knows how important these carotenoids are for the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Ginkgold Eyes, the perfect visual function supplement, especially for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. The Ginkgold Eyes from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natural. And next Sunday, we're going to have a special guest, Dr. Mike Yactilla, and he's going to be talking about the Brain Speed product that we just read a commercial for. So stay tuned next Sunday, Dr. Mike Yactilla. Okay, and getting back to the phones, next it's Kathy from Queens.
Gentlemen.
Hi, Kathy.
I have a problem with stress, and as a result, my cortisol level must be sky high, and I have developed a big fat belly, and that's making me even more stressful. Now, I'm taking the theanine, and I'm taking the green tea, but I haven't seen anything spectacular happening. How long does something like that take to show?
All right, let's ask our Dr. Podell.
How long does something like what take to show?
Father, I'm taking the supplements. How long will it take until I see any results?
So my feeling, you're talking about a half an hour.
No, I mean, when can I expect to see that my stomach gets back to normal?
Due to what treatment?
Well, in fact, they say that due to high stress and cortisol levels, it produces a fat belly.
Right. So how do your stomach get back to normal without treating the stress?
Well, I'm taking the theanine, I'm taking the green tea.
I'm saying those have their effect within a half an hour.
No, but what do you mean? How long does it have to take the theanine until the belly goes down?
It isn't. Okay. Unless it's effectively treating the stress. Mm-hmm. The other problem, of course, is once one gains weight, even when the cause is removed, it doesn't come off real simply and easily. But to the degree that your weight gain is due to stress, which it may or may not be,
yes.
The issue is to treat the stress. Now, the natural treatments of stress, the most important of which is kind of the way you organize your life, the kind of sleep you get, whether you do talk therapy, whether you exercise, and yoga, et cetera, et cetera. And that's before you get to nutrition, where an important component, of course, is less sugar, less fat, fruits and vegetables, and so on. Dealing with stress is a holistic issue, and, you know, one needs to look at each and every part of it. Simply taking, whether it's a Prozac or a theanine or a Valium or whatever, is not sufficient. That's sort of like stopgap for short-term symptom relief.
Yes.
And whether the cortisol is what makes people fat or not is you know, is totally unclear. The whole cortisolin business, they're making claims that could best be described as undocumented. Some people would call it phony, saying, aha, we have a magnolia bark, and that will lower your cortisol, and therefore you lose weight. There's been no studies at all published in any peer-reviewed literature to show that.
I see.
Okay. But it is true that being stressed and high cortisol will make some people gain weight, although not whether or not through the cortisol mechanism is unclear. And being stressed will make some people lose weight because somehow they're different.
Right.
So you have to address the underlying stress issue first and foremost.
Well, I can't get rid of the stress. It's a situation that I have to live with. I'm wondering if there is something I could help myself with.
Well, all the things that I said, and this requires a holistic approach. So it has to do with your relaxation therapies. It has to do with your sleep. It has to do with your diet. It has to do with your exercise. And it likely has to do, could be helped by talking to a professional about it.
I see. All right. That sounds very logical.
Thanks for the call, Kathy. And next we have Bob from Spring Valley, New York.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Bob.
My question is, I'm on Synthroid. Is there any nutritional remedy to this?
Well, there are some nutritional products that seem to enhance thyroid function. But
I have total thyroid removal.
Okay, well, in that case, probably not. And there's nothing so terrible about Synthroid. Some people prefer the natural arm of thyroid and so on, but basically you can replace the thyroid hormone.
Why, you know, Dr. Podell, why do they give Synthroid if the active hormone is really T3? Why don't they give Cytomel? Why do they always give Synthroid?
Well, because somebody once upon a time developed a patent on Synthroid and marketed it very well and brainwashed the entire endocrinology profession to think that's the only way they could do it. Probably Synthroid is perfectly fine. Their claim was that they have better, let's say, batch-to-batch reliability of the dose is the same. Turned out that the FDA actually took them to task for having too much variability in their dosage. Synthroid is fine. Armothyroid may or may not have advantages. Most of the recent studies suggest that whether it's Cytomel or Armothyroid or Synthroid, you can get the same good effects if you properly titrate it.
Okay, so Bob, because you don't have a thyroid, you're going to need thyroid supplementation.
I'm out of the ballgame.
Yeah, so now there are, as Dr. Podell just said, there are more natural forms of thyroid than Synthroid. There's something called Armothyroid, or there's one called Naturethroid, which are derived from, you know, the gland. Actually, they're crushed up thyroid glands of pigs is actually what they are. All right, so if that's the natural, real natural thyroid.
Okay. I enjoy your show and I have your book and I listen every weekend.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right, number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Have a couple of lines open if you had difficulty getting through earlier. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, next we have Janet from North Wales, Pennsylvania. Hi, Janet.
Hi. My situation is I'm a senior citizen with osteopenia, and my question is I'm taking calcium, 1,500 milligrams, magnesium, 700 milligrams, and how much of vitamin D3 and potassium should I take to make sure that I'm absorbing my calcium and getting the most out of it?
Okay, how much D3? You should take, I would suggest, at least 800 units of vitamin D3, at least. If you took 1,200, that would be great. But I think there may be some other things you need in addition to just those.
Okay, that's what I want to know, too.
Okay, you should get a bone, something called a bone-building type formula. There are a bunch of them available from any number of reputable vitamin companies. Jarrow has one called Bone Up, which has not only the calcium, magnesium, and the vitamin D, it also has the manganese and the chromium and the folic acid and all the other trace elements that are necessary for bone building. We make a product called Bone Complex, which also has a similar array of ingredients. In addition, it has something called Ipraflavone to try and help the calcium get into the bone, and soy isoflavones. So there's a few different products that you can get that have the, you know, the complete array of supplements necessary for building bone.
That sounds good. What about potassium? Is that?
Yeah, potassium, you really can't take too much potassium in a supplement. They don't let you do that. The most potassium you can get in a supplement is 100 milligrams. But potassium is available, you know, pretty widespread in the vegetable and fruit area. You know, you can take an orange has potassium and no sodium. Bananas are high in potassium. So most of your fruits and veggies give you a lot of potassium and very low in sodium.
All right, that's fine.
Okay, and just take the, you're taking the right amount of calcium, magnesium, D3, at least 800 units, and I would suggest you take one of the bone-building formulas.
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling, Janet.
Thank you.
And next is Helen from Smithtown, Long Island.
Yes, I have a question. I was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. I had 3 rounds of chemo to shrink the tumors. I had the operation in January and 5 more rounds of chemo, and the last scan showed there is no cancer, you know, except going for the blood test. My question to you is there anything I can do to either avoid eating or eating more of to strengthen my whole system? And also, it's kind of difficult to know to what kind of a nutritionist to go.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Okay, you got a whole bunch of interesting stuff going on here. But I'll tell you what, we're coming to the end of the first hour. This is a 2-hour show, so we're coming to the end of the first hour. Why don't you stay right there, and we'll give you a more detailed or a properly detailed answer when we return. Okay, Helen?
Very much.
Okay. And all of you other folks who are on the phones, stay right there as well. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. And it's now on sale at 35% off at Wilner Chemist. And as I said, folks, this is a 2-hour show. And Dr. Podell and myself, both of us, we will be back at about 3:30. And those of you who are on the phones, stay right there and we'll see you at 3:30.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.